Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Vav, and we'll start on daf Lamed Vav and Aleph on the second line. Again, this week's shiurim are sponsored Lila Nishba Shlomo Shmuel Ben Reb Yitzchak and Miss Anna Mizels, whose yard site was last week. Tezayin Teves by her son Charles Mizels. So we are on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, second line Tana Devei Rebbe Yishmael. So we got back to talking about Inyani Shchita on yesterday's Amud Beis after talking a couple of days about Tumah V'Tahara, and the Mishnah had said a couple of daf ago that Reb Shimon says that the animal is Hukshar B'Shchita, and Reb Asi said, and the Gemara had a discussion, does that mean only Shchita or does that mean even Shchita, that if there's dam, it's also Mukshar, he agrees to that. So we spoke about different types of dam that come out of the animal, and even not, dam Shchita, and dam of one that dies, dam Agafaso, a dam of a wound, dam Chalalim, the dam of an animal that was killed, all different types of dam. So just two more lines related to that. Tana, Devei, Rebbe, Yishmael, the dam Chalalim, Yishta. The Pasuk says in Bamidbar, the dam of Chalalim, of an animal that died, Yishta, he shall drink. So again, Lashon of drink means that it is a mashke. Prat, so that dam Chalalim, is Machshel HaKabal Tumah. Prat, the dam Kiluach, that excludes dam Kiluach, dam that spurts, She'enu Machshel HaZram. That wouldn't be dam LaHachshel HaZram. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi explains the three different stages of dam coming out when an animal is shechted. So first Rashi says, Shemekes is behema, betchila. Adam shoseis betipa achas. First, the dam oshtaim. The dam starts dripping out. That's the first cut that one makes when one does shchita. V'acharkachu makaleach, and then it goes out strong with a flow. V'acharkachu mashkem, and then it gets somewhat darker. The darker blood is called the life blood. That's dam hanefesh, and that's the dam that would be machshir, but not the earlier, not the dam kiluach, as the Gemara calls it. And that's what he quotes from the Gemara Maseches Krisus, Ezu dam hekes shanefesh yotzeba, mitipa hamashcheres ve'elech, when the blood gets darker. Aval dam kiluach lo avi dam hanefesh, but the earlier dam is not dam hanefesh, is not the dam that the nefesh goes out with, and therefore it wouldn't be included. Tosfos here discusses other stages as well, in the Tosfos Ibrahim Maskel of Adam Chalalim, but we're not going to go into that right now. This is interesting, though, that Dam, Rashi here is discussing different types of Dam, but this is on the level of Daraisa. Right? So this is in terms of Machshir. What about in terms of the Isra of Achilas Dam? Right? There are many different halachas that relate to Dam. Machshel HaKabal Tumah and Isra of Achila are two of them. And what about the mitzvah of kisi adam? Right, that's the third. So different types of dam apply to different types of halacha, and this is a chiluk even on a daraisa level. Right, we've quoted in the past the idea that even on a din daraisa level, there could be chilukim between different categories. Right, for example, we've had the Rambam. We often discuss in Hilchas Maisa Karbanos in Sefer Avoda, where the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of achilas kachim. And the Rambam has two tiers within the mitzvah daraisa of achilas kachim. Eating chatas and asham, and the kohanim eating it and bringing kapara, that's a mitzvah saseh, that is the ultimate mitzvah, right, based on the Gemara of Pesachim, abaylam ochlim, hakohanim ochlim, abaylam is kaprim, the Rambam says in the first line, and then he adds, v'hu adin l'shar kachim, sha'ochlin kohanim, sha'achilas and mitzvah, and also other kachim, shlamim, and others, that is also a mitzvah on a daraisa level. And then he quotes, right, others, vein chadas v'asham, nechal zichre kuna bazara v'chulu, but that's one example. There are other examples as well, even within the din daraisa. This is an example of a lo sase. Of a lo sase, mitzvah kuf mem ches, the Sefer HaChinuch mentions, the isser of eating dam, but within that isser, there are different levels. There's some dam that's an isser karis to eat. There's some dam that is an isser lo sase to eat. So just like we have in our Gemara, in the terms of machshir, some work and some don't, because it's not all dam hanefesh, but here, regarding the Isra of Achilas dam, one doesn't need dam hanefesh, right? What does the Pasuk say? In Parsha Sav, v'chol dam, all dam, lo sochlu, don't eat all dam, v'nor makam acher, and it says elsewhere, lo ofala behema, v'chaya v'chal behema, v'nichpala minni dam baharbi makomos batorah. Mentions this Isra many times, just to read the chinuch. Once we have it open, the Isser of Achilas Dam, what's behind it? The Efshalomar B'dam, says the Sefer HaChinuch, besides what I wrote already in general about Macholos Asuros, right, that's what he says. Besides that, what specifically Dam? Ki milvad roa mizgo, shehu raha mezeg, yehe b'achilos oksas kinyin, b'midas achzarius. As the Chinuch says, often, it has to do with my midos, this mitzvah. Sheyivla ha'adam yibale achayim shekemoso baguf. Right? Dam symbolizes a nefesh, and when somebody eats a nefesh, so then that breeds brazenness and achzarius in a person, spiritually. Also, adar shebehem sha'achiyus mamash tali alav, v'nafshim niksheres bo, and therefore, it is inappropriate. So in that halacha, the Sefer HaChinuch says, v'dam ha'asur min ha'torah, yesh ha'isura b'karesh, v'yesh mimenu b'lav, dam ha'nefesh hu b'karesh. As we're talking about the dam nefesh here, shebemakam sheba betorah hakares bedam nemer sham nefesh shenemar ki nefesh habasar bedam hu umasheino dam nefesh el adam evarim einisuro el abalav shel alav namar stam v'chol dam lo sochlu. That's here in Sav. That's why the Chachamim say that's what we have. Chayav and karis bedam ayosei b'shashchita v'nechira o hatadas harosh kol zman sheish bo admimus v'chim dam akaris betoch aleif v'dam akaza. Right, all different types of dam that's going to come up later in the mesechta v'chulu dam atamsis dam halua babasar. All these different categories. What comes out by malicha? All different ideas. Sometimes one might see a little red after malicha is done. Right, so what is that considered? That's obviously from the dam, but it's going to be mutter if malicha was done properly. So we'll have to see. You talk about malicha later in the mesechta. So again, many different halachas of dam, and of course the Minchas Chinuch goes through a lot of these ideas in terms of the shear of tziruf of the dam, are the mitzuraf for the iser of achilas dam. Okay, but either way, our Gemara here spoke about the chilukim on the level of hachsharas lakabal tumah and the different stages, and the Gemara says only specific dam is makshir. Right? All the other liquids that are makshir also have limitations. Right? It only applies to certain. Right? At the yad shachad dam. Right? Dvash. Right, what kind of dvash is that talking about? We know in halacha there are different dvash. There's dvash tamarim, there's dvash devorim. The Gemara talks about those are different types, not the same category, but even within the others, chalav. Right, also, right. What is that? There's many different types of chalav. Right, what chalav is included in machshir lekabel. So again, each one would have to be analyzed. Okay, Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara Hashoche v'hitiz dam al hadalas. If somebody does shechita and the dam goes out and shoots out on a dalas a gourd, Rashi telusha, right? Because machshir has to be telusha. It's only a hukshar when it is detached. Shel truma, so it goes on a dalas of truma. Rebbe Omer hukshar, Rebbe Chiya Omer tolin. Rebbe says it is hukshar. Rebbe Chiya says it is not. We'll have to see what the word tolin means. Usually tolin means it's held in abeyance and it's in somewhere b'makam safik. So we'll have to see what that means. But machlokes tanoim, what this means. So Omer Aboshia meachas Rebbe Omer hochshar Rebbe Chiya Omer tolin. If Rebbe says hochshar and Rebbe Chiya says tolin, anu al minismoch, who should we rely on? We have a machlokes here. So who should we rely on? Machlokes. We'll have to see what this means. Bo v'nismoch al divrei Rebbe Shimon. So let's rely on Rebbe Shimon. Why? Rebbe Shimon that we are talking about. Right, Rebbe Shimon in our Mishnah, that it is hukshar, b'shchita, and not with dam, right? That's what we're assuming Rav Asi's version of Rebbe Shimon from yesterday, that it's hukshar, b'shchita, not with dam, so let's rely on Rebbe Shimon. Why? Shari Rebbe Shimon omer, shchita, machshir es v'lo dam. Why? As the Gemara is going to explain, but Rashi already says it here, it's two against one. Because Rebbe Shimon is the what we assume that Rebbe Chiya, when he says tolin, means it's not machshir. Why does he use the lashon of tolin? We'll have to see. But that's two against Rebbe, and therefore let's rely, says the Gemara, says Rebbe Oshia, on the shita that says it is not machshir, right? Because it is dam that shoots out. Wait there for a moment before we get to Rav Papa. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses. Again, the Chelek Aleph on Chulin, he quotes this lashon of Anu Ami Nismoch. Right, what exactly does that mean? Right, who should we rely on? Right, we usually have rules about who you rely on in a machlokes. You have different tanoim, and you rely on one of them. So we have machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya. Usually, we pass them like Rebbe. So what is the issue here? So he quotes this in the context of a question that he asks. Eichi Tachein Shaharav, one of his riddles. Sha'rav mevakesh mi talmido sheyavo elav lasuch patora v'talmid yishtamit. Is it ever possible for a talmid to refuse going to a rebbe when a rebbe asks him to come talk to him about a halachic topic? So he says, how is that possible? And the talmid has rishus to do that. So he says, Shabbos mem aleph. Rebbe Zera havikam ishtamid midir of Yehuda deboi lamesak la'arad Yisrael. Rebbe Zera, remember the end of Ksubis also, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael and he didn't want to go to talk to his Rebbe because he knew his Rebbe would say he's not allowed to go, but he wanted to go. So, Hayayari Leros, La Rashi says, Mishim Tahavi Boy, Rebbe Zera, Lamesak, La Rashi Yisrael, he wanted to make Aliyah, and Rav Yehuda, the Amora, Rav Yehuda, didn't want him, didn't believe in it. Vyari Per Yigzer, Olav Milelech. Right, maybe he would tell him not to go. And he quotes his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, who says, Rebbe Zera, Lo Ratza, Lahamro, says Pi Rabbo, and therefore he didn't go. So in a case where the Talmud argues on the Rebbe, and he's in a state where he's allowed to, Hare lefanenu, shekasher ha-Talmud higia lahora'a, v'cholik, if it's a Talmud that's not higia lahora'a, then you have to listen to your Rebbe. But if it's a Talmud shehigia lahora'a, and he has the right and authority to give his own opinion, he's in the Parsha, he's a major leaguer, and he can be cholik a rabbo, and he knows that his rabbo will paskin otherwise, so maybe he's able to not go if the Rebbe asks him. And where else? Chulin Lamed Vav. Right? Our case right here. He quotes our discussion, and then he quotes from some of Farshim. It says, Masfekos Reboshia. What was the suffix? We pass Alacha Kerebi Mechavero. Right? So what exactly is, Almi Nisvoch. Who should we pass it like? And we're trying to find somebody else who goes with him. Surely Rebbe Chia was a Talmud of Rebbe. The Klal is, Ein Alacha Ketalmud B'Bakam Rav. Right? So what was his whole Shaila? So he quotes based on a Rashba in Shabbos Kufbem Aleph. That we only say ein halacha kedivrei hatalmid b'makom rav when they're having a machlokas masu matan and they're having a machlokas in the base vendors. So you'll pass it like the Rebbe over the Talmud. V'ya Yosef hatalmid lefnei harav aval im kolechan meyam amar es meimrasa b'fnei atzmo. If we just have two separate independent statements, one said by the Rebbe and one said by the Talmud, yitachein shehalacha hi ketalmid shekein b'shasha amra lo yashav ketalmid lefnei rabo. Right, the issue, according to this, Talmud versus Rabbo in terms of Psak, is not in terms of authority, of power, right? And a Rebbe always beats a Talmud, because then it shouldn't matter whether the Talmud is in front of the Rebbe or not. It has to do with the halachic discussion. If there's a discussion between a Talmud and a Rav, and they discuss this, so we assume maybe the Rav was more Machavin Lemes than the Talmud, and that we would, or some other Svara, and we would Paskin. But if it's two independent Svaras, and Shitas, the Rashba says that one would be able to pass like the Talmud. And here too, that's what it must be. Rebbe and Reb Chiyo, Miata Yish Makom, Shema Talmud Higia Lo Ra, Vu Yodea Es HaSvarash Lo Rabo. So that this is another example. If a Talmud knows the Svaras of the Rebbe and he argues on him, maybe he doesn't have to go to him if he asks, right, to appear. V'yavo B'Shein Zemi Derech Eretz L'Sh Talmud B'Lovo Lo Rav, Ha'emes Chaviva Yoser. The Emes is Chaviv. The Talmud thinks he's right. Mutter lehish Talmud. He says at the end, he says, Sheila, what happens if you have an extreme case? What if your Rebbe comes to your door and knocks on your door? Are you allowed to not answer? Would you go that far? He says, Chas v'shalom. He says, for sure, if the Rebbe's at the door, you have to answer the door. You can't say, Asur levgoa chas v'shalom, b'kavad harav. But either way, that's possibly how, you know, we can even have this discussion of Ramoshia. What do you mean, Rebbe and Reb Chiya? There are rules and regulations. So maybe it wasn't said in the same base medrash. It wasn't said as a Talmud and a Rav conversation. And therefore, there was the question exactly of who to paskin like. And therefore, he had to go with the two against one. He had to assume that Rebbe Chiya holds like Rebbe Shimon in our Mishnah, who says that this dam is not machshir, and therefore it's two against one, and therefore we paskin like the Rav. Period. Amar Rav Papa. Says Rav Papa, Hakol Modim, talking about this machlokas. Hakol Modim, Hecha de Isil Adam. Mitchila ba'atzof. If the dam is on the gourd, it's on the dalas, from the beginning of the shechita, right when you started the shechting, it shot out onto the gourd, and it's still there at the end of the shechita, Kuleyama lo pligi de machshir, then for sure it's machshir, right? That's not a question, right? This is then called dam shechita. And as we said before, ala aris tishpachenu kamayim is compared to water, and it's machshir. If it's still on the dalas, by the time the shechit is over, ki pligi beniskaneach adam itzim lesimin. The machlokas is where the dam got wiped off. If it got wiped off in between, that's the machlokas here. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe who says it's machshir. Rebbe says yeshna l'shechita mitchila vatzof. right, as we had before already. Meaning, you look at shechita in halachic increments of time. Every part of the shechita is significant. And therefore, v'haydam shechitahu. So each part of the, all dam that comes out during the shechita process is called dam shechita. Because yeshu l'shechita b'tzchila v'atzof. And therefore, it is all machshil l'kabal tumah. That is shechitas Rebbe. Rebbe Chiya Savar, eina l'shechita elo basof. No. You only look at shechita at the final stage when you've achieved the shechita. The last moment is the crucial moment. V'hai damakahu. Therefore, blood that came out earlier is damaka. It's called wound blood. And as we said earlier, yesterday's daf, wound blood, right, is not considered, is not machshir. Damagafaso is not machshir. And therefore, here too, it wouldn't be machshir. Just continue for a moment and then we'll have to make a comment. Umay tolin. So what does it mean? What does Rebbe Chiya mean by tolin? He should have just said, it's not machshir. What's tolin? Tolin hadavar gemar shechita. You have to see, by the end of the shechita, im isa ledam besov shechita machshir, if it's on the gourd at the end of the shechita is machshir, v'ilo lo machshir. And if not, it is not machshir if it is no longer there. Umay bo'o v'nismoch al divrei Rebbe Shimon. But one second, so what is, actually, you know, let's wait for a minute before we do that. Actually, one more line we can do. Umay bo v'nismoch al divrei Rebbe Shimon. So, but what does that mean? Let's rely on Rebbe Shimon. It's not exactly the same shita. We're making two against one. The Rebbe Shimon, lo machshir, Rebbe Chiya machshir. According to Rebbe Shimon, it's not machshir at all. Right? We said shchita is machsheris, and not dam. And according to this interpretation of Rebbe Chiya, it is machshir as long as it's on at the end of the shchita. So how is Rebbe Oshia putting together these two opinions that are not exactly the same? So Gemara says, "Beniskaneach miyu ashu aladadi." Well, if it's wiped off before the second simin, so at least there they agree. Mar lo machshir, umar lo machshir, even though it's for different reasons. Havi le Rebbe chad ve'dvarav shalachad b'makom shnayim. So that is version number one. There is a question that we have to deal with though, and that is, one second. According to Rebbe Chiya, it's eina l'shchita ela l'basof. And therefore, you only look at the last moment that's crucial. So why should it make a difference if it's still on the dalas or not? Meaning if it shot out earlier, so then it did not come out of the animal at the last moment. So what difference does it make whether it's still on the dalas at the end of the shechita? If it shot out at the end of the shechita, so that should be damachshir. And if it's from before, look, if it got wiped off, then it's obviously damaka. So why should it change once it's on the dalas at the end of the shechita? Why should that make a difference? This question is asked by the Chiddushi Aran. The Ran asks, V'im tomar, if you want to say that once the shechita is done, you could look back and say all the dam was called dam shechita, then even if it was wiped off before the end of the shechita. And if you say something about being wiped off beforehand removes it from connecting to the end of the shechita, then even if it's there at the end of the shechita, why should it make a difference? Kines kanech nami neima igloi milsa de meikara dam shechita hi v'al karka chikishin akasuv to water. Ef shalomar, says the Ran, to call mashke machshir mimayim yalfinan lei. We learn mashke, as we know, hechshel kabal tumah, the source is water. Even though there are seven liquids, water is the source. Umam mayim mashke vadai, bisha sha'omdim ala ochlin. So we compare it to water. Just like water is a liquid when it is on the food, af kal mashke eina machshir elem kenu vadai mashke, bisha sha'omdim ala ochel. So we compare it to water. The liquid has to be halachically a liquid when it's on the food item that it is being machshir. So here, if it's wiped off beforehand, then at the moment that it was on the food, it was not mashke yet. We're saying it's going to get the halachic status of mashke l'mafreya afterwards. That's not good enough. That's not dumya de mayim. And dumya de mayim is needed for it to be mashke and machshir. Mashenke b'neskanech l'man da'amar einu l'shchita el basof. If you only look at shchita at the end, shekozman she'omed al ha'ochel b'chezgaz dam makke haya. She'eno machshir, as long as it, before you get to the end of the shechita, it's called dam of a wound, because if the shechita doesn't happen in the end, it's going to remain with that status, and when it gets wiped off, so now what, it's going to get the status of dam when it's not on the food anymore? That's not good enough. Aval, lamanda amar, yesho shechita mitchila vatzof, according to the other opinion, la'olami b'cheskas dam shechita, de machshir, elemke nifsal shechita levesof. Right, if you say yes to l'shchita, right away that's dam shchita status, unless it gets messed up. Meaning, what is the burden of proof? It's not a shechita unless proven to be a shechita. It is a shechita unless proven not to be a shechita. Right? That's the difference here. So the Ron says, you have to, it has to be a mashka while it's on the dalas. And here, if it's wiped off, at the moment it didn't, and afterwards it's not on anymore. This Ron doesn't mention it, but behind the Ron here is the lumdish discussion of, that we haven't mentioned in a while, and that is, whenever you have halachas that are what we call lamafreya. We discussed this, we touched on this actually yesterday by the Tosfos. We spoke about Breira. We spoke about this three, sugyas that go backwards. Breira, Asmachta, and Tznai. But within that sugya, you have the question that is asked by all three, when we have anything that goes backwards, is that what we call Lamafreya Lamafreya? Or Mikano Lahaba Lamafreya? Is it that we're allowed to see it in the past only once we get to the future, then we can look back and say, oh, okay, now we can view it in a certain way? And that's what the Ron seems to be saying. Because once the Shechita happens, okay, now we can say that all the Dam has the status of Mashka. But yeah, but at the moment it was in the process, it wasn't Dam yet. If we would have a more extreme view of what we call Lamafreya, Lamafreya, once you look at it backwards, then we are allowed to view it even when it took place as if it had that status, so then maybe, you know, you wouldn't be able to say this, because then we could say, ah, now we're allowed to say it had the status of Mashka, even when it was on the Dalas. So the Ron's not saying that. The Ron's assuming what we call Mikana Lahaba Lamafreya. You're only allowed to view it with that status from a retroactive point of view. That's not good enough, says the Ron, in this case. Because when it was actually on the food item, it did not have the status of Dam yet. Dam Shechita, and that's why it has to still be there at the, according to the Ban D'Amar, of Ein L'Shechita Ela L'Basov. That's a very important Ron. In general, Chedushi Ran on Chulin plays a very important role. A lot of important Chedushi Rans that we've had. Again, not to go against any other of the Rishonim, but we've had a number of Ran. Remember the Ran that we had back on Shechita B'Shabbos? That was also an important Ran that we had back on Daf Yadalad. Again, a number of important Rans throughout the Masechta. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar. So we had one shot of the machlokes, Rav Papa. Again, the machlokes, whether dam that shoots out at the beginning of Shechita, it goes on to a vegetable, a dalas. Is that machshir the vegetable, a kabal tumah or not? Rebbe says, yes. Rebbe Chiya says, tolin. And so far we interpret that to mean no. Right? It is not machshir. Tolin means you have to wait till the end of the Shechita to see whether it's going to be a Shechita. Rav Ashi amar, Rav Ashi says, tolin la'olam mashma. Right? Tolin doesn't usually mean that you wait till the end of the process. Tolin li'ola mashma. Right? What does that mean? La'ola mashna? Rashi. Ad sheyavo elio v'yodianu. Tolin usually means, right? Tolin ad sheyavo elio. That's what it usually, like, we understand it. V'lo tani tana tolin adover shegamro mochiach alav. Rashi says. Right? Tolin is not a lashon. That usually usually means the end of the process is going to prove to us, you know, to undo the suffix. So tolin usually means a long-term view, so says Rav Ashi. So therefore, I don't think this is the pshat of the machlokas. Rabbi Chiya is not tolin because he has to see if it's going to be a good shechita. Tolin means it's a suffix about what he's going to hold. Meaning, it would have the status of Dam right away. Oh, ein l'shchita, ela basof. Meaning, Rabbi Chiya is not saying it's not machshir. He's saying, I'm not sure if it's machshir. Tolin, ashev elio, because I'm not sure if yeshen l'shchita or ein l'shchita. Umay tolin, lo ochlev lo sarfin, as tolin usually eats, right? This is the status is in limbo, that if this dalas becomes tameh, so, and it's truma, then we're not going to burn it, because maybe it was not mokshar, but we're not going to eat it. Because maybe it was mukshar. Umay, and that's the pshat of Rabbi Chiya. Umay ba'u v'nisbach al tever Rabbi Shimon. So now, what did Rabbi Oshia mean by saying, let's put Rabbi Chiya with Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon lo makshar, Rabbi Chiya sveika. Right? How do you put these two together? They're two different shitos. Linyan sreifa miyu shavu lahadadi. At least regarding sreifa, they're similar. Marlo sarfi umarlo sarfe. They both say you can't burn it because it's not vadai machshir. It's either not machshir or safed machshir. V'havilei Rebbe chad ve'dvarav shalechad b'makam shnayim. V'hachi kamar kigon zos tolin la'ochlin v'lo sarfin. It means tolin, meaning in this case la'ochlin v'lo sarfin. Let's go a little backwards. This last line, v'hachi kamar. This last eight words, Doesn't seem to be adding anything. Didn't we just say that 3 lines earlier? The Haki Kamar, Kigonzos, Tolem Loch, we just said that. Rashi says, Girsa Delot Srichahi. Take out this line, Rashi says. What exactly is this line adding? If you look in the Baal HaMaor, right here, the Baal HaMaor quotes this line, Daf Zayin Amabez in the Daf Arif, and the Baal HaMaor says, Yeh Shapir Shuba, Lahaki Yitzrichale, L'Ravashi Lameimar, Baha Kigon Zos, Mishum did Dala'as Chulinhu. Talking about a vegetable, Dala'as. V'Hachi Kamar, B'Trumas Dogan, Ki Hai Gavna, Kivan Demida Oraisa Hu Tolin, La'ochlim v'lo sarfin. Says the Baal HaMaor, talking about a dalas. Why do we have to pick dalas out of all of the dalas is a vegetable, right? Everybody agrees, right? We mentioned even yesterday, I think, or the day before, the different shitas in what is Trumas and Maisos Daraisa, but everybody agrees Trumas and Maisos of Yurakos is Durabanan. So maybe here, that's what it is referring to, and why it says Dafka Dalas, because to say that Kagon Zos, in this type of circumstance, that it's only Truma Durabanan by Dalas, Lo Tolem Lo Sarfin. So maybe that's the emphasis, says the Baal HaMaor. But again, Rashi doesn't think it's either way. Going back to the earlier line, though, Tolem Lo Olam Ashba. So again, Rashi says, that, no, Tolan sounds like you have to wait till Eliyo. So what did the Gemara say? You have to wait till Eliyo, and what's Eliyo going to tell us? What's the suffix? Whether you say Yeshna L'shchita El Basof, or Eino L'shchita, Yeshna L'shchita Basof, or Eino L'shchita El Basof. 1 second. Don't we have a principle that Eliyo and Navi is not going to come tell us what types of halachas are Eliyo and Navi allowed to tell us? Right? Teku, right? It's just Eliyo and Navi. Yehei Munach HaShiyavu Eliyo. Or the Maariv Chaya says in a number of places, Eliyahu Navi is not going to tell us halacha, right? He's going to tell us realities that are doubtful. We're not sure who this money belongs to, so he's going to tell us who the money belongs to. So what exactly does it mean here? Tolan, and we have to wait until Eliyahu Navi is going to tell us exactly what to do in this case. Nira be'enai, this is what he says here, but he says this in many places in Shas. Lefi ma'sheveti la'el, daf dalid, didafka besveka de mitzius, shayach ad sheyavo Eliyo. Avalo besveka de dina, v'kani no savik be mitzius, sheyavare lein Eliyo, matzav davar. What are we talking about here? So savik be mitzius, rak she Eliyo yore lanu hadin, im yeshter l'shchita mitchila v'atzof, olo, u'bazeh ha'ofan lo shayach lomar ad sheyavo Eliyo. You can't say that. Kamosha Kasav, he quotes Rashi himself. He quotes Rashi in Shabbos Kufches. What is Rashi in Shabbos Kufches? It's 5 words. Rashi in Shabbos Kufches Amen Aleph. Rashi says there, Heter ve'isser ein talibo. Dolo b'shamayim hi. Heter and Isser, not talibo. Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to tell us questions, halachic questions in that way that we're mesupik about. Right? So what exactly does this Gemara mean? Unless you say, and you have to go now to the Maariv Chaya in Brachos. Maariv Chaya at the beginning of Shas. Remember the story, the first time Eliyahu HaNavi comes up in Shas? Brachos Daf Gimel, right? In the Churva, Rabbi Yossi said, I learned 3 things from Rabbi Yossi, from Eliyahu HaNavi, right? You know, Lo Nechas on the Churva, and you don't go in, all the different things. So there, the Maariv Chaya also comments right away. How could he have learned something from Shlosha Dvarim LaMavsi, from Eliyahu HaNavi, says, the Maariv Chaya is there. Look in Rashi and Shabbos Kufches, right? Exactly that what he just quoted here. So Eichlam Machas Dinamela Melio the Ef Shalomar. So here he has a possibility. Doesn't really work for us here. The Ef Shalomar the Melio Omer Dina Mitzad Hanevua as I Shayach Lo Bashamayim Hi Vei Navi Rashar Lechadish Davar. Eliyahu HaNavi is telling us something because of the prophecy that he has. Then you say Lo Bashamayim Hi. Because Torah is figured out by human beings, right? We know even that Gemara in Bamitzia, remember Bamitzia Peivav, the rabbis pasuk against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol. Right? Machlokas about the suffix in Hilchas Saras, and we pasuk instead of Machlokas in Hashem and the Malachim, whatever, we can say those words, but that's what the Gemara says, and we go against, meaning Mitzah Nevuah, that's where he is excluded from sharing Halacha. Aval im Omer Milsa Bitaima Masha Shama Mipicha Chamim Achirim Azai Shomin Lo. Kamosha Matsina Be'erivin. Kotz Gemar Ne'erivin Membeis. Derocha Asas Lomar Dahanu Shev Shmaitza Elio Amrum Masha Shama Beis HaMedrash. So if he's telling us something Mitzad Chachma, so then we can listen. If he's telling us something mitzad nevuah, not. So maybe that's what you have to interpret our Gemara too here. Right? Tolin, Be'elionov is not going to tell us in terms of nevuah. He's going to give us a svara why we should paskin yeshna or eina l'shchita el basof. So you'd have to interpret in that regard. Remember, we've said, you know, it's been a while, but, you know, teku and not meku. Right, the comment of some of the Achronim, I think the Kedushas Levi, and I think the Magen Mesharim even quotes it also, that we say Eliyahu Navi is going to tell us, and not Moshe. All the phrases, Yehei Munach in Bamitzia, it's all Eliyahu Navi. Why Dafke Eliyahu Navi, not Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest. So we mentioned that Eliyahu Navi is the one that's still around in every generation. Only a posek, a Rav, who is connected to the generation and understands the generation, can paskin for that generation. Right, you can't paskin if I don't understand the Metzius. So Eliyahu Navi, he never died. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was buried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eliyahu Navi never died. So he could give chachma, he could give psak, in every generation. That's why it's teku. And you have to, only have someone who understands the specific situation in order to give the psak. Fine. One final discussion, and then we will, continue. And that is, the Gemara here says, well, if you put these two shitas together, so they have something in common. Is that called a majority against a minority? If two people say the same halacha, but for different reasons, is that called two against one in halacha? That's the Slach's comment here. The Slach says, if you look in the Shach, which Shach? There's a Shach, there's a three-page Shach at the end of Siman Reish Mem Beis in Yeridaya. What's Siman Reish Mem Beis? Siman Reish Mem Beis in Yeridaya is Hilchas Kvod Rabo, and the title is Shalola Horos Bifnei HaRav V'din Rav Shemachal HaKvoto. All different rules and regulations about Psak. So at the end of Siman Reish Mem Beis, the Shach has Pilpul Bahanagas Horos Isur V'Heter. He gets into rules and regulations of Psak. But when you have the Shulchan Aruch says something, right, he quotes from the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes from the Ramah, he quotes from the, what about rules and regulations about who to paskin like? So in there, in that discussion, and the Noda Behuda on our Gemara and the Tzlach quotes the Shach there, from there, that by an Isser de Oraisa, you don't go by a majority if the majority doesn't agree to the same Svara. Only by Durabanans. L'dasa Shach, de'be'isser da'oraisa imheim ha'rabim maskimin mitam echad lo chashivi rabim. Hare truma temeya aser min ha'Torah. V'yivke e'chashivi r'bchia v'r'b shimin rabim. How here could he have put two together? Right, if it's not the same svara. According to that Shach, you can only have two together by a d'rabbana, not by a da'oraisa. Kashal ha'Shach. Ha, getting back to that Balamar. Says the Tzlach, maybe that's why here it says da'las. Right? Why do we have to know what type of item? Now, usually it says Zroim. Whenever it talks about Hechsher, it's usually Zroim. Why Dafka it says Dalas here? Maybe it's Bedafka. So it's a Derabanan context. And by a Derabanan context, you could have two against one, even the two only agree Lamaisa, but they don't agree Misvara. Kiva Dekan Bedalas shall Truma Mairi, Betrumas Peros who mi Derabanan, Imkain, Nicha. Even according to the Rambam, who says Shubas Peiris is Daraisa, here it's Shubas Yerek. It's Midr Rabbanan. And that's why he says Dalas. L'chari Yipale. Kiva Sh'ein Zem Maisa. This wasn't an actual story that happened. Shahaya Deneima De'uvda B'Dalas Havi. Elohu Bir Yasa. V'lama Pirit Shumin. Why does it tell Zanim Min? Pavel Lememar Hitis Dam Al Truma. Just say Truma.
And that's how the Shach could fit in. Maybe that's why it says that detail in this regard. Okay. By Rav Shimon Lakish. Weiter. Rish Lakish had the following Yibaya that we had back a couple of weeks ago, also in Meseches Menachos. Tzrid Shel Menachos. You have a clump of flour. What does this mean? So there and here, we have the same achlokas, Rashi Tosus. Rashi says it means there was oil mixed in, but it didn't get mixed in fully and perfectly. So you had some parts of the flour that were still dry. So the question is going to be, as we will see, Rashi says, korti kemachat savur b'mincha, ve'ein Hashem minichnas l'tocha. Right? It didn't go all the way in. So we're going to talk about whether this is going to be Mukhshar lekabel tuma in order enable to transfer tuma to others. Tosfos does not like Rashi Pshat because he assumes that if it's all in the same kli, it should be considered as if the oil went into all the flour anyway. Tzirif kli, as we have by Hilchas Chala and by Hilchas Mincha, right? So Tosfos says, no, third to last line in Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, D'mayri Hacha Shavlo Nathan Adayin Shemen, B'mincha, B'tchila, K'shasolot B'bisa. You didn't put the oil in yet. Or, it's talking about a carbon mincha that doesn't get oil. Minchas chote, minchas kinaos, deleka shemen, v'niskadish asolos b'kliva lo nasan b'mayim. It's some type of case where Rashi Tosfos, the oil did not touch, and the shaila is going to be, well, we know there is a mechanism in kachim that's a rule breaker that allows hechshel kabel tuma even without a liquid. So what Rabbi Shlokish is really asking is, does that mechanism only work for the item itself, or does it also transfer to other items as well? That's the shaila. Monibo Risha Vashedi, Oim Bonimo Risha Vashedi. Right, do you count Rishon Lotoma and Shane Lotoma from this item or not? And now we say it. Kimahan Yechibas HaKodesh, the principle of Chibas HaKodesh. That is a rule breaker, and that allows Hechshel LeKabel Tumah to be true even without actual liquid. La'afsule Gufe. That passels the item itself. L'mimna Barishon V'sheini Lo. But does it not extend? Odil Maloshna. Or do we say that when something is Hechshel LeKabel Tumah, because of the principle of Chibas HaKodesh, that the hektish items are so beloved in our minds. I remember we even had a couple of days ago that Amei Haaretz don't lie about these types of items because it's very chaviv. So do we say there that principle mamish treats it as if it's regular tamei, and therefore it could transfer tumah to other items? Or do we say no, it's a chiddush about the item itself? It's not the same. That's where Shlokish is suffic. Amar Reb Elazar Tashmar. Reb Elazar says, well, don't we have a pasuk? Because ochel asher ye ochel v'gomer, and we darshan ochel abame mayim hokshar, ochel shein abame mayim lo hokshar. Don't you need liquid for it to be actual tamei and to transfer? So what's Rish Lakish's suffix? Says the Gemara. Other Rishim and Lakish less they ochel abame mayim. Does Rish Lakish not know that pasuk? He knows that pasuk too, and he knows the drasha too, that usually you need one of the seven liquids. His shaila is Reb Shimon ben Lakish hachigami boyle chibas hakodesh ki ochel hababa mayim dami. Do we give it exactly the same status and therefore it can even transfer? Oh, no. So what was Reb Elazar was attributing that Reish Lakish didn't know that drasha, which is the basic shot of the pasuk? So the Gemara clarifies. Rabbi Elazar nami mitri kroy kamar. He's not saying the basic drasha. He's saying it based on an extra in the pasuk, michti ksiv chit yutan mayim al zera. The pasuk says that when liquid water, and we expand that to mean all the seven liquids, when it goes on something, that already says the halacha mikol ha'ochel asher ye'ochel lamali. That's an extra phrase. What is that extra phrase telling me? Lav lemute chibas hakodesh. Isn't it excluding chibas hakodesh that the chibas hakodesh is not exactly the same as liquid, and therefore wouldn't transfer Rishon and Shani? So where says lo? You don't have to say that's what it is excluding. Chad b'tumas meis, v'chad b'tumas sheretz. Maybe the two phrases are talking about two types of tumas, and that's why for both of those tumas you need liquid, but nothing to do with chibas hakodesh. B'tzrichin, you need both psukim. Why? D'yash b'inon tumas meis. If you would have only said, if you only have the pasuk of Tumas Meis, that Tumas Meis needs Hechsher, Hasamu Dubai Hechsher, Mishum Delo Metame Bika Adasha. Tumas Meis is not Metame with just a lentil size worth of Meis, right? You need Kazayas. Aval Sheretz de Metame Bika Adasha, but Sheretz, which in one sense is more Chamor, it's easy, I wouldn't say more Chamor, it's easier for the Tumah to transfer, because you only need is Adasha, so Eim Lo Dibai Hechsher. Maybe you don't even need Hechsher. That's why you need a Pasuk to teach me Tumah Sheretz needs Hechsher. V Ashminan Sheretz, and if you only had the other way, Mishum Delo Metame Tumah Shiva. Well, it's not as stringent inherently. It's not Metame a person for 7 days. Aval Meis de Metame Tumah Shiva, Eim Lo Dibai Hechsher. But Meis that's Metame a person for 7 days, maybe it wouldn't need Hechsher. It's so Chamor, so then even without Hechsher. Tzricha, that's why you need both Psukim. So that's why there's no Raya, Reb Elazar, from your Drasha. Tumas Shiva, again, is a detail of Tumas Meis. Right, we know the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, talks about how Tumas Meis is transferred. Right, we discussed a couple of days ago about the unique halacha of Nevelas Of Tahar, that it's only Metame Bebeis Habliya. But we mention the rule, that's the exception, the rule is that Tum is only transferred Maga Masa Ohel. But it's fascinating, as the Rambam points out in the beginning of Ilchos Tumas Meis, only two out of three are Mefurish in the Torah. Right? When we talk about Tumas Meis, only two out of three. The Rambam starts off Ilchos Tumas Meis, which is the beginning of Sefer Tara. We've mentioned the Rambam is always an unbelievable organizer, but especially in Sefer Tara, when we talk about Menachomor Elakal. Sefer Tara starts off with Tumas Meis. Right after that is Paraduma, because that's how you get rid of Tumas Meis. Right after that is Tumas Saras, which is the next Chabur, because it's also Metame Ba'ohel, and then Metame Mishka Ba'moshav. The next Chomor of Osatumah, and then Shara of Osatumas. Right? That's the Menachomor Elakal. Right? It's not memorization. It's logical. Then you have three other halachas that are more miscellaneous. Tumas Ochlin, Kalim, and Mikvos. Right? That's the last three. But again, the first halacha in Tumas Meis. Hameis Metame B'maga U'bamasa U'ba'ohel Tumas Shiva. As the Gemara says right here. Hameis is Metame for 7 days. Tumas Maga V'ohel Mifurashin Batora. The two extremes, Maga, Tumas Meis, by touching and by Ohel, are Mefurish in the Torah, in Parshas Chukas. Hanogeh b'meis l'chol nefesh adam b'tamei shivas yamim, kol abal ohel v'chol asher b'ohel yitma shivas yamim. There's no pasuk in the Torah that talks about carrying mace. And that makes me tamei. There's no pasuk. So Tumas Masa b'pi ha-shmua v'kal v'chomer hadvarim. Two phrases in the Rambam. B'pi ha-shmua and kal v'chomer hadvarim. And it's important that he says both of those phrases, as we'll see Bezrem in a second. The Rambam says, Im nevela shi tumas erev, ve'ena metami ba'ohel. Nevela, a carcass, right, is only metami you for 1 day. It is not metami ba'ohel, but metami masa, but makes you tame if you just carried it. Shenem rava no seyes nevlasam, ha'meis lo kol shekein. So surely mace, nevela, which is more kal, is metame b'masa. So surely mace is metame b'masa. Uma nevela shem maga tumas erev. Masa tumas erev, and just like nevela, its maga and masa are parallel 1 day. So af mace, shem maga tumas shiva, maso tumas shiva. So to mace, we compare the maga and the masa, it's also tame for 7 days. Ein tumas masa, but then the Rambam adds, after saying is b'piyah shmu and kal v'chomer, the Rambam says, ein tumas masa b'mace midivrei so from eladin Torah. But you should know it's a din d'araisa. Just because it's based on a drasha, it's a din d'araisa, tumas masa. V'yirali, and then the Rambam has a yirali. Shezeh sheshasak mimena hakasav. Why did the Torah not say it? Kiderech sheshasak me iser habas. Like the Torah does not say the iser arayos of daughter. It says granddaughter, doesn't say daughter. Lefisha asar beferish afilu basabas. Daughter's daughter is Beferish Aser. Vishasak me Isra Achilas Basa. And so that's one example, the Rambam says. So what does that mean? It doesn't say, it says daughter's daughter, not daughter. Is that a Kal V'chomer? Or is it something different? And the second example, Vishasak me Isra Achilas Basa B'chalav. Doesn't say that there's an Isra of eating Basa B'chalav. Lefisha Aser Beferish Afilu Bishulo. It says even cooking Basa B'chalav is Aser. So, the Rambam says, Kach shasak mitumas masa b'meis, lefishu tamei b'feirish afilu alo, even in the tent of the meis, kol shekein maso, surely carry. So three examples the Rambam gives of isurim that are not mentioned mefurish, because, is it a kal v'chomer? The Kesef Mishneh here says it's not a kal v'chomer, it's more of, it's included. It's ke'ilu. If the Torah says, granddaughter is usher, it's ki'ilu, it says, daughter is usher. If it says you can't cook basa b'chalav, then obviously you can't eat basa b'chalav. It's even more. If it's, you can't be in the same tent, you can't carry. That's the Rambam's lashon, and that's how the Kesef Mishneh explains. Right? Because usually we have the principle of ein onshin min hadin. If it's just the kal v'chomer, you can't give a punishment based on the kal v'chomer. Right? So how could any of these give a punishment? The answer is it's not a kal v'chomer. It's not a kal v'chomer, as the Rambam started off by saying, Mipi ha-shmua v'kal v'chomer hadvarim. It means it's what we call a gilui milsa. Right? It's just included in the halacha itself. The gilui milsa be'almahu. Shemayacha, shematame b'maga, uba'o, memela mashma, shematame b'masa. It's included. And there's another important line in the Kesef Mishneh there about siyag d'araisa, but that's important for the tumas shiva line of mace, as the Gemara just said here. Okay, let's continue. Masiv Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef is about to ask a kasha on Rav Elazar. Right, Rav Elazar was the one that tried to answer Rav Shlakish's question. Rav Shlakish asked about the tzrid, whether it's going to be the Mona Risha Vashani or not. Rav Elazar tried to say no, because from the pasuk. So says the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hukshiru b'shchita. So our Mishnah, remember, Rabbi Shimon says, the it's Hukshar b'shchita, the animal. Hukshiru v'afilu b'mnei b'hu rishon v'sheni. So we assume it's totally Hukshar. The animal, this animal now is Hukshar. So we're comparing the two halachos where there's Hekshar without liquid. Chibas HaKodesh and a Maisa Shchita. So, Amai. So our Mishnah sounds like, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's totally Hokshar for all halachas. So just like Rabbi Shimon says, Shchita is Machshir for all halachas, for all intents and purposes, so too we should say Chibas HaKodesh. Amai V'halav Ochel HaBaba Mayimu. According to Yerba Lazar, it's only Dafka, actual liquid that has that halacha. But here there's another example that is Ki'ilu. Amarle Abaya Asua Kechshir Mayim. Midrabanan. Maybe that whole idea is a Dindrabanan is Mukhshar. Rabbi Lazar is saying on a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level, it's not. But maybe it means on a Dindrabanan level. That's what the Mishnah means. Let's try again. Amar Bizeira Tashma Avotza Lagat. Somebody puts grapes into a basket because they want to gather it, and some liquid oozes out of the grapes. So are the other grapes Hukhshar, Lakabal Tuma, based on those that liquid. So Shamai Amar Hukhshar. Shammai says it's Hukshar. What does that mean? Rashi explains it's a Gzera Durabanan. Gzera Durabanan. If you put grapes in a basket and the grape juice oozes out and goes out because the basket has holes in the bottom, Beis Shammai says that's still Hukshar. Gzera Mishum, you might put it in a basket that has a solid bottom, which is the case where you want to keep the grape juice. And there's for sure Hukshar. So Beis Shammai goes there in that case. Hil Omar Lo Hukshar. And Hillel says, no, he's not Gozer. V'shasakle Hillel Shammai. But eventually Hillel agreed to Shammai. So again there too. Amai v'halav ochel haba b'mayim hu. Right, that's not considered ochel haba b'mayim. Why? Rashi explains, because it wasn't l'ratzon b'ilim. In the case where you have a basket, right, where the wine is going out, the b'ilim doesn't want it to come out now because he's losing the wine. So the Gemara answers again. Amalei b'yasu ukeh shamayim d'rabanan. That's a d'rabanan context. The whole thing is a gzera mishum. So that's why Rabbi Lazar's statement of only actual water gives it the halachis of being mimni rishon v'sheni. That's only by actual water. That's only on a daraisa level, but not on the drabanan level. So Amalei Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef, who was the one who asked the first question, right? We just asked two questions, gave the same answer. Amalei Rav Yosef. Amina lachana hokshur b'shchita. V'yat amalei asu k'hechshir mayim. I asked you a kasha for the Mishnah, and your answer was, oh, it's only Durabanan. V'yama lecha Rabbi Zeira, v'amart le'asu kech shemayim, and you said the same thing? So one second. L'Rab Shimon ben Lakish nami asu kech shemayim. Right? At least answer Reish Lakish's question on a Durabanan that level, at least. Right? Reish Lakish asked the question. Does Chibas HaKodesh give the item the status of Tuma in order to be able to transfer? So you said no. What do you mean? We just brought two examples that yes, me Durabanan. So why didn't you at least say, yes, midrabanan, to answer his question? Amar lei, adar Reb Shimon ben Lakish litlos kami ba'ilei, kimi ba'ilei lisrof. No, because Reb Lazar would answer, I know Reish Lakish is not asking on a drabanan level. He's asking on a daraisa level. Does Chibas HaKodesh on a daraisa level have that status? So the Gemara says, michla the Chibas HaKodesh daraisa? So that's assuming that the whole concept of Chibas HaKodesh is a din daraisa. So Minolan, what's the source? What's the source for Chibas HaKodesh? That the special quality, the way that Klal Yisrael view Kachim, gives it a special status, and therefore it's a rule breaker. And again, we mentioned, I think 2 days ago, but I'll mention it again, that Minchas Chinuch, who discusses, there are really two different contexts of Chibas HaKodesh and Shas. The one that we're talking about here is the ability to give something Hekshar L'Kabal Tuma, even though it wasn't Mukshar L'Kabal Tuma. The second source that we're going to quote here is something that's not even a food item, giving it the status of a food item. That's a different type of Hekshar L'Kabal Tuma. Unless you say, as we said, lumdis-wise, the first one of Hekshar is giving it a shame ochel, and then it could be comparable. So Ilema, first try. Ilema midachsiv, what's the source? So this try is going to go all the way down towards the bottom. Ilema midachsiv. Va'basar she'igah b'chal tameh. The pasuk talks about a carbon that became tameh. So there is a carbon that could become tameh. So hai basar this kasha b'mai. How did this basar, this meat of a carbon, became hukshar l'kabal tumah? Ilema dimis kasha b'dam. Is it the blood that made it hokshar? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin ladam kachim, sheino machshir. Dam kachim is not machshir.
Shenemar lo tochlenu al aretz yishpachenu kamayim. Don't eat blood, pour it on the floor like water. Dam ha-nishbach kamayim machshir, shenu nishbach kamayim enu machshir. Dam that's sprinkled on the mizbeach is not mokshel lekabel tuma. Only blood that goes on the floor is mokshel lekabel tuma. So how is this meat of kodshim hukshar? It can't be from the dam of the animal. Maybe it's the liquid. You know, they washed the floor a lot in the base of Mikdash. They had a lot of water around it to wash the floor, a lot of blood. So maybe that water was makshirit, or that mixture of water and dam? That also is not a good suggestion. Not only is it tahar itself, it's not makshir l'kabel tuma. We know all liquids in the base of Mikdash. Parenthetically, this is part of the question that they ask about Hanukkah time. How did all the oil become tummy anyway? Mashki beis mitbachaya is dachan. Okay. V'chi tema tergama adam. And if you want to say that mashki beis mitbachaya is only referring to the blood, v'amashki kamer, it says all liquids. So we're still stuck. How does the meat of a karban become hukshar that the Torah talks about if it becomes tummy? So el olav this kasha b'chivas hakodesh. So maybe it's talking about, maybe this is the source. It's an implicit source. It becomes tamei. It becomes mukshar somehow. So maybe it's talking about chivas hakodesh. Answers the Gemara, no. Vidilma kered Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel. Maybe there's another possibility. Like Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel, damar Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel. Kagon. Shaisla parashal zivchei shlamim. Ve'avir benachal. No, it's talking about a shlamim that on the way to the base of Migdash you brought through a river. Shachta v'yadayim ashka tofeich aleha. And it still had liquid on it when you came to the base of Migdash. So there's no raya. There's no raya about chibas hakodesh. We'll get back to that. Let's just do the other possibility. So elami seifa, you're right from the end of that pasuk. Viha basar larabos eitzim v'lavona, to include wood and frankincense could also become tamei. Eitzim v'lavona b'nei achila ninu. What do you mean? That's not food. How can you say, right, what could become tamei? We mentioned this. Food, drink, person, keli. Right, those four things. This isn't one of them. Ah. Oh. Ela chibas hakodesh machshir lehu umashvi lehu ochel. So achanami chibas hakodesh machsharta. Those are the two types of chibas hakodesh. My. So now this is Reish Lakish's question. Ki mahani chibas hakodesh levsule tegufe. Avalimimne beirisha masheni lo odilma lo shna teku. So that question goes unanswered. Just to end with an important comment of the Ksos. The Ksos in Simon Tavav questions. Right. We know hechsher lekabel tuma requires two things. Number one, liquid, and it has to be l'ratzon habaylim. It has to be that the baylim are happy that the liquid went on it. So how can we talk about heksher when it comes to kachim? It's not owned by the baylim. How could there be a whole discussion of heksher l'kabel tuma when it comes to kachim? Ask the ksos in Simen Tavav. Says the ksos, it's miduyik. That's why. Two things, unbelievable. What does the ksos say? What is Shmuel's suggestion? Oh, it got wet while you were walking to the base of Migdash, you took it through a river. Why does the Gemara say shlamim, dafka? Why dafka zifchei shlamim? Why not other karbanos? Because shlamim, according to some tanom, are mamon bailim. Maybe that's why he says it. It's mamon bailim. A. And number two, why does a dafka say that it happened on the way to the base of Migdash, you brought it through a river? How about after you shechted the animal, and the coin's about to eat it, and he washed it off before he ate it? Why does it say that? Because at that point, the Gemara says elsewhere, that even if you want to say, katshe kalim or mamun bailim, that's only mechayim. But la'achar misa, then it's bikatshe mishuchan kavoa kazachu. So it's meduyik, it has to be before shchita. It has to be mechayim, it has to be a dafka karban shlamim. That's what the, and that's the context of the pasuk. The pasuk in Vayikra Zion is talking about shlamim. Talking about shlamim, so you have to ask. So what, a chatas and an asham, kachi kachim, can't be hokshar? According to the Ksos, that's the discussion here in the Ksos, in Simen Tavav, unbelievable diyukim, in this Gemara. That's why it's dafka shlamim, and dafka, mshemach yitzvaka lomar, shavir benar, vadayim mashka tofeach, tehechsher, teika ba'or, la'achar shchita, lomahani bakachim. Afilo kachim kalim, avil havir benar, havile michayim, vavile mamon bailim, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And he continues in that discussion in Simen Tav Vav. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Let's next time we'll continue. Again, these week's shiurim are sponsored, Lezeichon Israel, Shlomo Shmuel Ben Yerav Yitzchak, and Mrs. Anna Meisels. Okay, we'll stop here.